Hello?
Yes, how can I help you?
Yes, hi, my name is Jerry. I'm calling for a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I do vote in Ohio, yes.
Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Probably vote 50-50, or you will not vote?
Certain to vote.
Okay. Now, continue with the survey. What is your age?
70.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Black.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10.
100%. 10.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of electoral officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one, Sherrod Brown as senator.
Approve.
Okay, that will be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Surely approve.
Okay, next one, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Surely approve.
Okay, next one, Donald Trump as former president.
Do not approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
No, not even somewhat, none. You got none on there?
Yes. Next one, Joe Biden as president.
Surely approve.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have no hear of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. The first one, Derek Merritt, favorable or unfavorable opinion for you?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very unfavorable.
The next one, Marcy Kaptur.
Very unfavorable.
The next one, Donald Trump.
Very, very unfavorable.
Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
No, very favorable.
Oh, I'm sorry, didn't hear you. Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Okay. Next one, Republican in Congress.
Very, very unfavorable. They should go home.
And then, thank you. And the next one, First Energy.
First Energy, very unfavorable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We almost finished with the survey. Now, if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, For whom will you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptchur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy Kaptchur.
Okay. Now, if there's a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there's no chance will you consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt?
No chance I would vote for Derek Merritt. Never.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptchur. Marcy Kaptchur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptchur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
Well, first of all, it's not true, and it doesn't make a difference.
Now, I'm going to read some statements.
Statement.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or do you think it is true? Please say so. The first one, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. This make you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely or not true?
I'm not likely to vote for him at all, for anything, for any reason.
Okay, next one. If in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. Does this make you feel much less likely to vote, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely or not true for you?
Less likely. I'm not voting for him. Just whatever the harshest one is, I'm not voting for him.
Thank you. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing our First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruptions. Does this make you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Much less likely. He's just the biggest crook as First Energy.
Now, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt shall extract an upgrade to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmaker offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Does this make you feel much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Much less likely to vote for him.
Thank you. We almost finished with the survey. Now, Derek Merritt wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merritt's will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Does this make you feel much less likely, somewhat no different, more likely or not true?
Much less likely. I don't believe it's true because I don't know when he have written a bill in Congress when he's not in Congress.
I understand. And the last one, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfer. Derek Merritt voted no, and when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders are firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation. Merritt even voted no on that. Does this make you feel much less likely, somewhat no different, more likely or not true?
I don't believe that's true. How could he vote for something in Congress when he's never been in Congress?
I understand. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or will you still vote for Merritt?
I will not vote for him. And the best reason is because the Republicans are do nothing.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. Now, and would you say, what would you say was the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt?
Because the Republicans do nothing but take money and steal.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Pardon? Oh, some college.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Primarily a Democrat, but I will vote for other people if they're decent.
Okay. Now, how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat not too important, not at all.
Very important.
And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I hope you have a nice day.
I would never vote for Trump, ever.
I understand. Thank you very much for your opinions. It's very important for us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.